Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Wow, I am super late today, so sorry about that, but I needed to record a video for my Soul, Mind, and Body membership group on YouTube. Hey, family, it's about 35 minutes long, but it is packed. All about demonic oppression and how do we fight it? How do we discern spirits? And a bunch of other things in terms of God answering prayers and prayers that I definitely need from you. So, today is Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. I went to Mass yesterday. The Sunday obligation can be fulfilled on Saturday evening. So I went to Mass with my brother and his wife, and it was beautiful. Let's just say God, Mary, all the holy angels and saints, and the souls in purgatory, guardian angels, everyone came through in a big way. And I just can't share it because I didn't get permission. Just know that God is good. God wants everyone to come to repentance. God is amazing when we humble ourselves and when we come to Him with a contrite and humble heart. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And so, if all of you out there are struggling with sin, struggling with emotions that overtake you, like anger and judgment. By the way, I have something to share from the priest that I went to confession with yesterday. I confess judgment because I thought I was judging someone in my family. And he said, you know what? That's like righteous indignation. If you're judging, you're truly condemning that person. You're not loving that person. You turn your back on that person. But when you have righteous indignation, it's like Jesus who turned over the tables in the temple where all of those people were thieves robbing these poor people. And his anger was justified. Now, when I'm saying judgment, I'm not angry, but I thought I was casting judgment on someone when in the end, when I do speak to this person, I speak how I feel, especially how it makes me feel. I don't push it on that person. I just say, look, this is why I'm concerned about you. This is why I need to share this with you, because I love you. So think about that. I think all too often we think, oh, we don't want to judge people. So we shut our mouths and we don't say what we're really supposed to say, which is maybe that this action or this way that you're living is truly not good for you, let alone damaging your soul. So we have to pray. We have to pray through what we will say or what we won't say and make sure that it's always with love. What does that mean? It means exactly what I just said, because I love this person so much that I have got to tell them the truth about how they're living their life or what they're doing or what they're saying or how they're acting is damaging them and other people's view of them too. Although we shouldn't be too concerned about what other people think of us. But if that action is truly having people judge us, then we ought to pay attention to how we are acting and what we're doing to drive other people to sin. Remember, if you cause any little ones like these children to sin, blood's going to be on your hands if you don't speak up and do what's right. What a lesson. I'm telling you, this priest is amazing. And I pray that you all have good priests and that they give you awesome counsel. I know that isn't always the case. And it's a shame. It's a crying shame when that is not available to you as you're walking this journey. Okay, one more thing. This has to be a quick one. I am going to Relevant Radio tomorrow. I'm going to be in the studio and I'm going to be sharing the lie that I kept, my marijuana healing, because I was too ashamed and too embarrassed and had that sin of vanity, which is that disordered relationship with all of you people out there and what you would think of me. So what I want is your prayers, if you can, to give me the strength again to be brutally honest and to hope and pray that the Holy Spirit and good fruit comes out of it with all of the people who happen to be listening, either that day or later on in the published podcast, because Relevant Radio, every single episode of every show is on their website or on their free app. Okay, thank you in advance. And then it's going to be so beautiful because I'm going to get a tour. I'm going to meet some people in person that I've just communicated with online or over the phone. And then we're going to have a mass specifically for my dad and for my husband. And one more person's getting thrown in there, but I don't want to say anything because that person doesn't know. In advance, I thank you because your prayers matter. Prayers are powerful. I'm telling you, yesterday I dropped everything and called on the world of people to pray. It was a last minute thing. And boy, oh boy, does God love to answer our prayers, especially when they are deep and they are from our heart, when we have such ardor and yet confidence in Him. Amazing. Okay, later on today, I am going to see Cabrini. I'm so excited. I will let you know how it goes or give you kind of a review tomorrow. And there's one more prayer. I'm speaking to a 13-year-old girl today who was in the hospital for depression. She's not Catholic, and that's okay. Doesn't matter. Pray that the Holy Spirit give me the words, give me my heart to explode with love for her that is genuine and pure. And help me also be vulnerable with this girl. Think about what these teenagers and young people today have to deal with in this world. There is so much evil. And one might think that there isn't a God because there is so much evil. And I think that's where this person is. Let's just say, I think this person says Stephen Hawking is very intelligent. And so he must be right. There may not be a God. Such deception, so many lies out there. So again, prayers for that conversation, which by the way, is going to happen like, I don't know, after I'm done with this podcast, because I said that I had to record this first. So I got to get this out there. And Soul, Mind, and Body membership team, I'm uploading a video for you. Not really team, family. Team, that's weird. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, our prayer is powerful. If we all prayed for evil, and if we all prayed for people who are trying to bring you to this world to speak truth with love, we could change the world. Help us all have that ardor in our souls to pray, especially for all the young people who don't know your Son, Jesus, who don't realize that there is truth and joy and love that they've never experienced before in Him, that there's healing and a whole new life and protection against the evil one. We all pray, Lord, please pour your precious blood over these children and protect them from the evil one. Pour your precious blood over all of us so that we can have your courage, your faith, your knowledge, your understanding, and power to speak the truth. Lord, now we're going to pray for all of the souls in purgatory so that they can be lifted up with you in heaven. We will now take a moment to pray for individual names now. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, Jesus, in your holy name we pray. Amen. Okay, got a crazy day today. I love you all. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. They're continuing to hold me up, to lift me up, to give me courage, and to be more loving. And that's what it's all about, right? Oh, find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.